this week, a few things got buzzing around my head. One is foil assists, and I'm kind of grouping foil assists as like jet skis, foil drives, e-foils, these new toe boogies, and how they're impacting lineups all around the world. For sure, there's places that are empty enough that it's epic fall. But what I've seen more and more of is these foil assists creeping into lineups that either one aren't really foil friendly waves, and there aren't other foil even surfers out there. And then also the right of way, like someone who's paddling in under their own steam should always have right of way. So it's a funny one because especially, you know, toe foiling and the foil drives, there's like this, yeah, everyone wants to be getting closer and closer to the pocket of the wave to be doing more and more, I guess, radical turns. It's becoming more and more like surfing, basically. And I think it's just not the right thing. Like if you're paddling in, I feel like you always should have right of way. But what we're seeing more and more is jet skis towing people in and foil drives towing themselves in and taking more of those quality waves and doing loops and loops and loops, just taking more than their fair share. But we saw the same thing with stand-up paddleboards in the surf lineups. It's just what happens. Like people get greedy and they get a bit too, it's too much of a good thing. They're in the, feel like they're in the best equipment and getting the most waves and the other people aren't quite in the right spot. So it's just, we got to be careful because what's going to happen is we're going to be limited by potential laws. You know, a friend of mine was up the coast over the weekend and basically said there was a ranger looking at the spot and they said they're going to ban foils because it's dangerous with swimmers. And the ranger actually didn't know the distinction between the foil drives and the e-foils and the guys that were paddling in. So the risk is that they're going to ban foiling in some places as a total like sport, I guess, rather than just banning the, yeah, the towing foilers or the e-foilers or the foil drive foilers. And I think it's a really, it'd be a real shame, you know, for that to happen. So we definitely want to be respectful. We want to keep our distance and just a little bit of common sense. And look, you know, there's some spots that I went out the foil drive yesterday at our local spot and one of my mates was surfing and I was steering clear of him and we were cool. And then there were a few people on the inside and I always try to stay wide and call people onto the wave. But in hindsight, I probably should have just pulled off the wave and let them paddle on. And then swim out at the back. I was steering like at least a good, by the way, it seemed like a big distance, but probably it wasn't even, you know, 50 meters. So maybe I've even got to be like, we're all guilty of it. And it's just being aware of it and making sure that we do give space and we respect other people and safety and what it looks like from the beach as well. I also, so again, basically as more of these foil assist type things happen, you know, the toe boogies, whipping yourself in, I think they've already been banned in New South Wales, but you can definitely still take, I'd be surprised if people weren't just taking them out anyway in, you know, quiet locations where there's no one else around. And that may be the way it ends up. Like you can only do it where there's places that aren't very well policed, which would be a shame, you know, because if we do it respectfully and give our space, then it's going to be something that can continue to happen. But in places like in city stuff, which is like you're starting eastern suburbs, they're just going to ban foiling full stop. And it'll just suck, you know, just means you have to travel to do your thing. And that's kind of one of the reasons why downwind foiling is my passion is because it's hard for them to ban us out there, but also there's no one out there. So downwind foiling is like, to me, the pinnacle. And I might recommend more people to get into downwind foiling because surf foiling is becoming a bit like surfing, unfortunately. Like even just the other day, I was chatting to a guy, came in and said, "How was it?" He goes, "Oh, it was good. No one out," which was awesome. Whereas about 2 years ago, people were looking to foil with other people. So, you know, when we're out there, make sure we're sharing it and everyone's getting the chip in. And if you're catching lots of waves, just maybe don't be out for as long because, you know, share it. And I know we're all on a schedule, but maybe write a bigger foil so don't take as many chip ins so you can pump around more. But yeah, I don't know, it's just a funny one, but it's beginning to happen. We knew it was going to happen, but I've started to see a few more signs that it is happening. It's becoming more crowded and more losing the froth and looking for like secret, you know, secret spot there, secret spot here. Don't tell anyone. And there isn't that sense of community like there was maybe 1 or 2 years ago. The other thing I wanted to talk about was volume for SUP downwind boards. And basically I've been, you know, with my coach Casey, I've been talking to a lot of people and giving advice on, you know, whatever it is, and in terms of, you know, best board for them. And I've kind of created this like sort of sliding scale. I feel like I'm probably somewhere near the bottom of it. So, you know, there's the volume of your board, you convert to your body weight, and that's where you can kind of gauge. So originally I was like almost 1-to-1. So like if I was 83 kilos, I was using an 83 liter board. There's benefits to going more than that. And then currently I'm at 125% of my body weight. So if I 83 times 1.25 is 103 liters. And that's pretty much what I'm using at the moment. People I'm coaching, one person in particular was using a 120 liter board and they're only 68 kilos. So 120, so 68. So that was basically almost 1.8%. So 180% of their body weight. So for me, if I was using the same ratio, so 180% of body weight at 83 kilos, I'd be using almost 150 liter board. And I would, for me personally, using a board that big is actually it's detrimental. So going too big a volume is actually harder. So especially if you're lighter, like so if you're, this is for 68 kilos and 1.25, so that's 85 liters, which I think is probably too small for most people. But I think if we bump it up to like 1.45%, brings us just under 100 liters. So I think for most lighter people, you're looking at, like if you're under 68 kilos, you're looking at 95 liters is probably a good board for you. But if you're up around 70 kilos, then I reckon you're looking at sort of around the 100 to 105 liter. And then if you're 75 kilos, you're looking to like the 100, 105 to 110. And if you're up around 80, you know, you're sort of sliding scaling up towards 116 liters, 120 liters. And if you're 90 kilos, then you're looking at maybe 130 liters. I think at the very most, as long as your balance is half decent. If you're like more of a beginner and your skills aren't really there, I think the most you'd go is sort of 1.5, and that's getting up around 140 liters if you're 90 kilos. And for the heavier guys, you're looking at the 140, 150 liter, 150 liter boards. But that's just what I've sort of, I guess, playing. Like we're looking at developing the new Downward Aviator range as well. So we're gonna we're working on that now. So we're just playing with the volumes and seeing how it can help or hinder. And basically, what we found is too much volume, you feel every bit of movement of the chop. But also, once you're up and going, it's harder to pump because the extra weight and the extra, you know, board volume, surface area, thickness, and the obviously weight. And then too small a volume, and it's hard to balance on because your feet are underneath the water. And it's, you've got to take a couple strokes before you get up and going. So the benefit of too much volume is on flat water, you're already, the board's already on the surface of the water. The problem with too low a volume is you're under the water, so you've got to kind of paddle and then come up into the surface and then get going from there. So it takes like 5 to 10 strokes before you're even getting the board moving, so to speak. When you get into bumpy water, the lower volume makes it even harder because it's hard to balance on your board. The board's fully underneath the water. And then going too big, it's too corky, moves all over the place in the messy stuff. So there's this happy medium where you're not sinking underneath the water, you're not floating too high in the water, and you're right in this, I call it the Goldilocks, you know, not too heavy, not too high in volume, not too low in volume. It's just right. So definitely have a look at that. Play with more in the standard range, look at around 1.35 to 1.4 times your body weight. And if you're heavier, look at sort of 1.4 to 1.5 times your body weight. And if you're pretty advanced, look at sort of 1.2 to 1.3 of your body weight. And that's kind of the range, I think. And it sort of depends on your ability. Obviously, fresh water, you're going to want a little bit more volume, just slightly because there's less buoyancy. But yeah, that's the kind of sliding scale I've been working with and developing. The formula we're going to use for the next range of downwind boards with Sonova. But that's it, I think. That's Thursday Thoughts, a bit to discuss. But I hope everyone had a good one, and I'll speak to you all next week. Catch ya.